following podcast is provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements, LLC, and Answers for Elders Radio.
Welcome to Answers for Elders Radio, everyone. We are here on a wonderful Saturday with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements. Thanks for being here.
Oh, no problem. We love being here.
Well, you know, you guys have been such an amazing sponsor, and we've been able to do so many incredible things together. Like we did a workshop last month, and we talked about, you know, last month was about, you know, what do you do when those transitions happen? And there's been a lot of dialogue, but unfortunately, there's a lot of statistics out there that say families just stay in the, you know, the land of denial until it's too late. And, you know, we're talking about financials. The financial factor is a huge part of this.
It is.
But there's also some families are in uproar at this time. Mm-hmm. And so we can't emphasize enough that, you know, we have the kind of conversations with mom and our siblings of what could happen down the road. And let them be a part of that process.
That's right. It's a conversation that gets overlooked a lot. And I love to be invited into those conversations mm-hmm. because I get to be an objective party, or any of my advisors mm-hmm. that work for Pinnacle get to be an objective advisor and observer. Mm-hmm. And so most often what happens is people make a change in care and housing when there is already a crisis.
Mm-hmm. Sadly.
Yeah. True. And I understand completely why that happens. And most of it is all generated from a really good place that mm-hmm. says, I want to honor my mom and dad's wishes. Mm-hmm. I want to honor my aunt's wishes. I promised that, you know, I promised my dad that, you know, and when those promises were made, we didn't know everything that we know today. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes the promises have to adjust.
Exactly. It's like I always say, you know, don't ever take me to the doctor. And, okay, I don't like doctors or I don't like dentists. Well, guess what? If mom or dad breaks their arm, you have to take them to a hospital.
Right.
So is that mean just because they said that, you're not going to treat that arm?
No.
This is the kind of crazy thinking, unfortunately, that we often do because we think that we have to honor our parents, quote unquote, wishes mm-hmm. when really what we're doing is we're doing them a disservice.
You know, we're still in a generation right now that our medical technology has gone so much further along than
Absolutely.
When those promises were necessarily mm-hmm. made. And so we are dealing with health concerns that typically we haven't had to deal mm-hmm. with in past generations. And because of that, that is the driving force that we need to adjust to have quality of life. So when you are the child and you're saying to myself, I know that mom or dad needs more care, mm-hmm. but I know they don't want to leave their house. I know that they don't want to have someone in their house to help them. That's when you could contact Pinnacle Senior Placements and say, Daphne, can you help us have this conversation with my mom or dad?
So important.
You know, it's not that decisions are being made that day. It's a process of gathering information to take away the fear of change. Mm-hmm. That's what drives stubbornness. Stubbornness feeds us well, too, mm-hmm. but sometimes it's not our friend, and it's the fear of the unknown. It's mm-hmm. fear of change. Mm-hmm. And if you can have a professional come into your home and have just, you know, over a glass of iced tea in the summertime, and, you know, siblings are all getting together, and it's said over and over, mom and dad, no decisions are being made. We just want you to be informed. And we have chosen to have Pinnacle Senior Placements here because they can be objective. I know you for 55 years. I know what I think you want, but Daphne's going to be able to hear really what you want.
Well, and you know, there's a big difference because mom or dad are going to say one thing, and that son or daughter is going to interpret it in an entirely different way than you as coming in, understanding the facts, understanding what's available,
That's
and
right.
really reading between the lines of what mom or dad are
you
really saying.
Just hit the nail on the head. It is. I can't tell you how many times a family member has said to me, have you like been in my mom and dad's house? Like, you know how their life is going. And I said, you know, that's just being an active listener. And mm-hmm. it's a gift I've been given to be able to listen and be able to hear what's between the lines
mm-hmm.
or to ask a follow-up question that's appropriate and not putting anyone in the defensive position, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. not feeling like they're being backed into the corner. Let's face it. We all have family dynamics.
We do.
Good, bad, indifferent, it doesn't matter. They're there. And so that's where having a professional advisor can really be helpful.
Well, and family dynamics change when a crisis happens.
Yes.
Especially if mom or dad have been the matriarch or patriarch of the family. There's a huge shift that goes on. It's just an energy dynamic that changes. Mm-hmm. And oftentimes that burden goes to one of the siblings and they have to turn into the bad cop.
That's right.
That's really hard. It's unfair, mm-hmm. but that's kind of the way our society has kind of set it up.
It is. Or if you're the spouse and you know that your spouse needs, I mean, that brings on a whole nother level of
guilt. And if you have
guilt.
Stepchildren, that's even worse.
Yeah, it's just hard. I recently just worked with a family and it was a spousal situation and the wife was just like, Daphne, you were a blessing just to be here to listen mm-hmm. to my story.
Right.
You know, or for me to get over the feelings of guilt that I'm abandoning my husband. That's not it. That's
no.
not it at all. And until someone walks in your shoes of care 24/7, nobody gets to have any valid opinion until they've done your job. And so just don't hang on to that too strongly.
Right. So we are talking again with Daphne Davis from Pinnacle Senior Placements, who are also the sponsor of today's program. And Daphne, again, what areas do you serve in Western Washington?
In Western Washington, we serve many counties here. We're in Snohomish, we're in King, Pierce, Thurston, Kitsap. Those are our strongholds that we have. And I'm very excited to say that we have a really good staff of people that are trained properly and always have me. I have to have my little fingers in lots of things. Mm-hmm. I try not to micromanage everybody, but you have me all the time to be mm-hmm. able to help through any journey that you have.
Well, the people that you have are people that are very well, have elder care backgrounds.
Yes.
And certainly have worked with different types of care options and different things like that. So that's really valuable.
It's really, really valuable. The other thing is that we're face-to-face. You will mm-hmm. never get just emails or texts or faxes or anything from
so
us.
Important.
We're going to see eyeball to eyeball.
And it doesn't, like what we talked about, again, and we're going to emphasize it again. It's okay if mom or dad don't need care yet to still call Pinnacle and sit down with,
an advisor,
mm-hmm. One of their advisors, bring them and have those conversations. It's totally okay.
Yes.
And that's the thing I think that's so valuable and important for us to all understand, that we do have choices and we do have, you have a resource in with Daphne. And now's the time to, before that need happens, to say, if mom needs care in the home, make sure that, Daphne can come into mom's home and say, we need to pick up the throw rugs. Mm-hmm. We need to put some grab bars in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. We talk about, Daphne can observe mom or dad walking, mm-hmm. if they're chair walking mm-hmm. or hanging on to things. Those are some things that Daphne's going to recognize that we as that are just typical sons and daughters don't necessarily recognize.
You don't have the professional eye.
No.
You just have living and loving mm-hmm. eyes.
Yes.
That's what it's about.
And that's where you should be.
Yes.
You should be that daughter and that son, not the drill sergeant, not the person that is doing that. Leave that to professionals. And like what we talked about, we want to make sure that whatever happens with mom or dad in the future, when the time comes, that they have those choices.
That's exactly right.
And they're a part of that process.
A little analogy I can give you is a three-legged, think of an old-time three-legged stool, a little mm-hmm. milk stool if you're mm-hmm. a farmer. And that three-legged stool, one of the legs kind of goes a little cattywampus and the other two can't really hold it up. Mm-hmm. But if you think of those three legs as nutrition, representing nutrition, hydration mm-hmm. and medication. If one of those things are a little off for your mom or dad or your loved one, that is an indicator that you should probably be paying a little mm-hmm. closer attention mm-hmm. because if one goes off, usually the other two will follow behind. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so that's just an easy thing to think about. Is my loved one getting enough and the right nutrition?
Mm-hmm.
Are they getting enough hydration? Cannot stress that enough. Hydration, hydration, hydration. And then if the medications, they're saying, I can still do the medications, and you come and visit and you see a pill on the floor that they didn't even know they dropped.
Mm-hmm.
That,
very
I mean,
common.
That could be the blood pressure medication.
Yeah. You know? Or they just completely forget. Or in my mother's case, she would take two doses because she forgot that she took her pill and she ended up in the hospital.
Yeah. There's just be kind of aware of those things. Hydration, nutrition, and medication. And if one is starting to falter a little bit, the other two are probably going to follow close behind.
Yeah. And so what happens when a family meets with you?
So we have a conversation. I follow the person who's calling me, the family member who calls me. I say, I'll follow your lead. If we are upfront and open, I'm upfront and open and just talk about, I'm here to tell you what your options are if and when you ever need to leave your home or have more care in your home. Mm-hmm. If I need to be someone who is, you know, a little calmer, I'm your best friend and just coming over to visit and I'm just observing your mom and dad, I can follow your lead doing that. Mm-hmm. But it's a soft conversation. I don't sit there and take notes and, you know, drill sergeant and ask all these questions. No. It's getting to know who your loved ones are as people.
And that's really, really important.
A huge, huge piece.
So when somebody meets with you and they do that, what are some questions that you'll probably ask their loved one?
You know, I'll ask what their normal day is like. Tell me about your day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what kind of things give you joy? What kind of things kind of set you off on a crabby day? You know, I want to know who someone is as a person. Anybody can care for someone, but mm-hmm. can they really love them and uphold Amen. The dignity of their life?
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. And my job, as I see it, is to help you find the community of care that upholds your mom and dad's
dignity
and quality of life.
It's so important.
You know, and to keep them safe.
Right.
You know, with the caveat, Pinnacle is all about move one time. That's
Wonderful.
Our highest value.
Wonderful. So, Daphne, how do we reach you?
You reach me at 855-734-1500, or you can get a hold of us at our website of pinnacleseniorplacements.com.
I am so glad you were with us today. Thank you again.
You're very welcome.
The preceding podcast was provided by Pinnacle Senior Placements LLC and Answers for Elders Radio. To contact Pinnacle Senior Placements, go to pinnacleseniorplacements.com.